Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto and I'm joined by a new co-host today, Lee's without a microphone. Lee Cantor without a microphone. Doing a fine job over there on the sound. Joseph McKenna, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you, Amy. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the McKenna Project.
Well, McKenna Project is about 5 years old, and it came out of a group of people talking one day around the table about where healthcare was going and what some of the limiting factors were for today's physician practice. And so we decided to put together a consulting company whereby we can work with the physicians and their practices with the situations that they're dealing with in this day's market, which is remuneration issues with insurance, higher malpractice issues, those kinds of things. Hmm. Staff synergy is a really big issue right now as well. So we kind of do an entire package for them, and we work on their practice and bring it into a profitable situation.
So our listeners today may be consumers, they may be physicians, they may be on either end of the healthcare market. I know when a physician goes to medical school, you learn about medicine. You don't necessarily learn about the business. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the McKenna Project.
Well, that's funny. You're exactly right. And there are programs out there today where physicians can get an MBA post-medical school. But also, one of the things about that is it's really where the rubber meets the road. You can read in a book all you want, but when you're running a practice is where you have to understand those things. And so we came out of my father's position. He's a physician's assistant, and he's been in that industry for 35 years. And he's worked everything from neurosurgery to orthopedics to internal medicine. And what we saw there was there's a pattern with all the different practices and things that always come up that have to be addressed in order to be profitable, in order to run smoothly, and kind of roll with the punches of today's medical society, as opposed to being affronted by what's being changed in our medical practices these days, changing the way you work your practice to meet that environment.
There are so few opportunities, it seems, for physicians to make money anymore with managed care, and I hear it from physicians all the time that it's really hard. It's changed. You know, they used to be making a lot more money with a lot less headache and a lot less administration, and the insurance has kind of complicated that. Jennifer Revels, good morning. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I want to introduce Jennifer Revels now. She's the regional sales manager for Keltman Pharmaceuticals. Jennifer, tell us a little bit about Keltman.
Thank you, Amy. Keltman is based out of Jackson, Mississippi. I'm actually the regional sales manager. It's a privately owned and operated company, and we specialize in creating ancillary revenue streams for physicians. Just like Amy said, the cost of healthcare is going up, reimbursements are going down, and the ancillary program availability is dwindling. The idea is that you are able to dispense generic medication out of the office at the point of care while the patient's there, creating additional compliance for the patient, saving them time and energy, and actually creating a win-win with the doctor and the patient.
So this is a new source of revenue for the physician.
It is a new source of revenue for the physician.
And what kind of profit margins are there?
Well, when you're looking at profit margins, I would say there are two types of programs. There are workers' comp reimbursements, and then there's cash and carry, which would focus more on the patient without insurance or the patient that's has acute issues. The return on the investment is usually anywhere from 200% to 400% of your initial investment.
And are you in all states?
We are in the Southeast. We're expanding rapidly due to the needs of our customers, and I currently travel throughout Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. It's quite extensive.
Let me ask you, Jennifer, how would setup be? Is it a fairly streamlined process, or is this a lot of regulation, paperwork?
That's a great question, Joe. Every state has its own regulations, and we come in and consult you and provide the expertise about each state. For example, in the state of Georgia, you are required to provide a DEA license, which is something everybody already has. If you're dispensing samples, for example, you're dispensing a prepackaged medication already. So it doesn't change the liability from what you're already doing if you're dispensing sample medication.
Okay.
Interesting. So you mentioned a little bit about workman's comp. Can you touch on that? Why would somebody that sees a lot of workman's comp patients be important for you?
Workers' comp is can be very profitable or a lot of a headache without a lot of profit, depending on the practice. We see a lot of orthopedics, neuro, spine, pain, occupational medicine, seeing a lot of workers' comp. There is opportunity to sometimes triple the return on your HICVA by actually dispensing the medication out of your office, and it's based on a state fee schedule. And it's pretty black and white if you were to go to the actual website here in the state of Georgia. So they're leaving money on the table, basically. They're letting CVS down the street take the profit when they actually could have the profit themselves.
And it's only generic, is that correct?
It's only generic. We do, remembering brand medication is expensive. Mm-hmm. We're not asking anyone to change their medication patterns, but we do consult them on different options they have for workers' comp patients.
Now, you mentioned the cash and carry component. I know there are many patients that die every year because of pharmaceutical errors. Would this cut down on that?
Absolutely, Amy. I think you see a lot of poor handwriting, a lot of callbacks for verification, a lot of time taken by the staff to actually verify that prescription. You're looking at a certain number of patients that would take advantage of this opportunity, and it could reduce time for the staff about by half.
Wow. Joseph, I'm sure you see the need for that in your business.
Anything that can streamline a practice is always important. Absolutely. Worth looking at, for sure.
Absolutely. So would you see Jennifer's solution then fitting into your proposal with the physician when you go in and analyze their practice? Do you see how that would fit in, or can you speak a little bit to that?
That'd be an option for sure. One of the things we like to do is be a sounding board for the physician. So every partner in our corporation has a specific skill, and that allows the physician to sit there and say, well, what about this idea? What about working with Jennifer? What would you think of that? So there's definitely a situation where you could build a package deal for sure.
What a great service that you provide. And Jennifer, you too. I mean, just knowing the way medical care has changed. It used to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you used to go to the doctor and they would give you your prescription when you left? Or maybe that was just in Kansas.
I think that was on Little House on the Prairie.
I'm not that old. But really, I mean, didn't that change in maybe 1980?
In the 80s, they changed the regulations where physicians could dispense, and they went through a period where they took that right away from physicians. That's why you see a pharmacy on every corner of every street, because they make a lot of money. On top of that, you find a lot of customers that come in with children. They don't have time to wait at the pharmacy for 30 minutes. And in the case of workers' comp, there's no out-of-pocket charge initially anyway. So you're looking at anywhere from $50,000 additional revenue to up to $500,000 for those in the with larger practices in pure profit, not reimbursements, in profit, take-home profit.
So, Jennifer, how can people learn more about you and about Kalman Pharmaceuticals?
Well, I am local here in Atlanta. Our website is www.keltman.com. My email is jrevels, R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-S, at keltman.com, and my cell is 404-274-5222.
Wonderful.
I'm always available.
Well, thanks for being a guest. We talk a little bit about the physician's end of it. And, Joseph, you're a patient. You've been to the doctor. It's changed, don't you think?
I have. Typical guy, I don't go as often as I probably should, but it definitely changes constantly.
You look pretty healthy to me. You're looking pretty healthy. But
thanks.
With healthcare premiums going up and deductibles rising, it's nice to have another alternative for the end consumer. And we have Mike Davis on this morning from My Georgia Doctor. Good
Hi,
morning,
Amy.
Mike.
How are you?
Good. Actually, it's not even Mike Davis. It's Barry White. That voice.
I got the deep voice today.
You do. Too much partying last night.
A couple cigars.
Mike, tell us a little bit about My Georgia Doctor.
Well, it's an interesting concept. The program like ours has been floating around in the industry for a while. We just took it and expanded it and made it a lot larger. Basically, it's like concierge medicine that a lot of doctors are starting to do around the country. In our case, instead of it being one doctor with one location with one group of patients, we are 25 doctors with 12 clinics around the North Metro area, North Fulton, DeKalb, and Gwinnett.
And how long has My Georgia Doctor been around?
We started this the end of last year, so we're celebrating our one-year anniversary right about now. We've had a lot of significant changes happening in our business. We just built a brand new doctor's medical building near in Norcross, near Spalding and Holcomb Bridge, and we're actually moving our My Georgia Doctor offices into that, so we're pretty excited about that.
And is this independent of any health care somebody might have?
Well, the perfect situation is a person who is struggling with the high cost of health insurance and goes toward a high deductible HSA type plan, and then goes with My Georgia Doctor underneath it. And what that does is that actually allows the patient to get all the primary care services they want from My Georgia Doctor and then get the catastrophic type insurance covered with the HSA or high deductible catastrophic type plan.
Is there another catastrophic plan you know of?
You know, I've heard of a duck quacking in my ear, and I think that might be Aflac.
So, in other words, what you're telling us is that My Georgia Doctor, for how much a year can they get health care on their primary needs?
Well, believe it or not, it's $500 a year, and you get access to all of our doctors, 25 doctors, at all of our clinics, 12 clinics, as often as you want, anytime you want, for an entire year.
Wow. And then if something catastrophic comes up, that's when their catastrophic insurance plays.
Exactly. Okay. That's when you'd want to have a catastrophic plan if something serious, a cancer-type
right.
situation comes, or any number of things to put you in a hospital. Our program, My Georgia Doctor, is a primary care solution, and you have to have something that covers you on the upper end. But in the reality, you can actually save 30 to 40% of the total cost of a major medical type plan by combining a high deductible with My Georgia Doctor.
Wow, great.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. You probably hear this a lot. It sounds too good to be true. What are the limiting factors? $500, I mean, all the care I need?
All the primary care you need.
Wow.
You know, if you need your leg amputated, that's going to be a hospitalization. If you need something serious going on with you where you need to go in for surgery or something like that. But it's really amazing. You know, in reality, the average customer comes in four times a year. So it's a good deal for the customer. It's a good deal for our doctors. And what the customer gets, the full physical once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Gets access to all of our clinics, all of our doctors. In reality, they pick a doctor, they pick a clinic, and that's where they go. But they've got access to any one of them they want to go to. They get 7-day-a-week urgent care facility. So if they break their arm, need stitches, get a cut, whatever, that's all included in the program. Plus, they get discounts on MRIs and radiological services.
Wow. Okay. So if I do break my arm, you can actually hook me up with my x-rays and everything else I may need.
At our urgent care facility, and that's all included in My Georgia Doctor for $500.
Wow. And how can people learn more about My Georgia Doctor, Mike?
Well, we encourage them to go to our website. It's mygeorgiadoctor.com. And you can go to our email, just info@mygeorgiadoctor.com, and we'll be happy to contact anybody that asks us to provide information.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much,
Thanks
Mike.
Thanks for having me.
It's interesting when you talk about health care. Everybody thinks managed care, and I think we've got that ingrained in our mind so much, but it almost sounds like Mike's concept is a little bit more consumer-driven, and you're going to be more healthy if you are taking a plan like My Georgia Doctor. You're going to want to treat your body better and go for your physical, and I don't know. What do you think about that, Joseph?
I think you're right on top of it. One of the things we teach physicians is that the average consumer today is not the consumer 5 years ago, 10 years ago, for sure. And they are driving the marketplace, and they do have an opinion of what they want. And doctors, whether they like it or not, there is the internet. And so patients come in with some sort of an education that they didn't have before, whether it's right or wrong. So they come to the table having a set opinion, having questions, and having goals in mind for the way they want their health care to go. And so it's up to a physician these days to provide those things that the patient is looking for.
Yeah, you're right. So, Joseph, if you're up in the mountains and you're biking and something happens to you and you have to be airlifted, have you ever thought about that air medical care?
You better believe it. I was actually in Colorado this year, and somebody said to me, "Do you have air insurance?" And I said, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, who would think?
And they said, "Okay, do you have $100,000 in the bank in case you get lifted?" And I said, "No, I don't."
Well, the Aflac policies have an ambulance fee, you know, that they pay out to the policyholder for air and also for ground transportation, which piqued my interest in the air transportation portion. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Jeff Wright.
Thank you, Amy.
Jeff Wright is an air medical consultant, has a company that I'd love to hear more about. So you're in that situation. You have to be airlifted. And say I do have major medical insurance, or say I don't. Tell us a little bit more about your company and how you came up with your concept.
Thank you, Amy. Actually, the reason I started this business is to address those issues, because there are a lot of unknowns and a lot of uncertainties from the consumer's point of view for Air Medical. A lot of people, because most of us have never been exposed to it, don't have any of that experience, there's a lot of uncertainties, and you're kind of left alone a lot about how to find the right company to do that and how to provide the proper care for air ambulance transports. So I've been working for the last several years in the air ambulance industry with a local provider here in Georgia, and I kind of was exposed to a lot of these uncertainties and mysteries of the industry, and I decided, you know, there needs to be somebody working on behalf of the consumer, the patients, and their families. So I started this business to work as a consultant, be an advocate for those folks who need this care and do not know where to go. You could do an internet search and search for air ambulance providers, but because it's such an unregulated industry, when you go in there, you're not sure what you're getting as a consumer. If you have no exposure to it, you wouldn't know who you're talking to. And that's where I come in, as I work with the families, with the patients, to make sure that we're getting them the proper care that they need.
Can I jump in there? What should somebody look for in a flight? Do you just transport the person, or, you know, if I'm sick, is there anybody there to take care of me?
That's a good question, because there is medical staff on board of all the air ambulance companies. You know, all the providers have an air ambulance staff, a crew on board with a stretcher, with medical equipment. But not everybody uses the same type of crew and same type of equipment. And depending on the injury or the illness for the patient, they could be on an aircraft that's not suitable for that particular case. I'll give you an example. We had a patient who was being transported on a small twin-engine aircraft, and we're going a distance, and the patient was on a high-level flow of oxygen. And unfortunately, because of the speed of the aircraft being so slow, they were going to run out of oxygen before they got to their destination. So they had to make an emergency landing, get the plane on the ground, get an ambulance in, and transport the patient to a hospital immediately.
So you're saying it takes somebody to know the case.
That's exactly right. And you have to do the due diligence to make sure that I'm with an air company who is going to provide the proper service with the right equipment and the right personnel. And we all trust that the company who's saying that they're going to do it is going to deliver. But unfortunately, it's not always the case.
Do you provide service internationally?
Yes. Yes, domestic and international. There are carriers. It's a little more limited as to who will transport international, but that's a very important part, because sometimes you'll have an aircraft, and we can often find discounted rates, because we can say, if there's a patient in Europe and needs to come back to the United States, we could find a carrier for that patient family who may have a plane in Europe already. So we can reduce that cost down. Instead of doing a round trip, we could get essentially a one-way fee. But the problem is, you have to make sure that company has the right crew on board. Sometimes the staff might not be on that aircraft, and other companies will just say, oh, yeah, we can take care of it. But if it's not the right crew, you may be putting a patient on there with the wrong crew. For instance, just a pediatric patient. Let's say they've had a pediatric crew on board and you have an adult patient. Are they qualified? Do they have the experience to deal with that? Or vice versa. You have a child somewhere and you have an adult crew. Is that going to be the right crew for that patient?
Gosh, there's so much to think about. Where can people find out more about your company and about your services?
Well, you can visit our website, which is Air Medical Consultants with an S at the end, .com. And my email address is info@airmedicalconsultants.com.
So you'll help us know who to use and who to avoid?
That's exactly right. That's what I'm here for.
And you'll get us the right price.
Correct.
That's great.
Well, Joseph, I'll sleep better tonight now, knowing that if I need to be airlifted. I mean, who would have thought? It really, and the fact that it's unregulated.
Right, yeah. I didn't know I had to have somebody go to bat for me in that situation.
Well, goodness, we are running out of time. And, Joseph, thank you so much for co-hosting with me today. Always a pleasure.
Definitely. I appreciate the
time. If anyone wants to reach you, what's the best way?
jmckenna@mckennaproject.com, or just go to mckennaproject.com and check us out.
Wonderful. For right now, I'm Amy Otto, and I'm hoping you have a great day. Lee, it's so weird not having final comments from you. Happy holidays from the Atlanta Business Radio Show.